By December 1st, Governor Cuomo's Moreland Act Commission to investigate public corruption is supposed to release its interim report. The 25-member commission was appointed earlier this year by the governor to examine New York State's laws regulating public officials' ethics, as well as its campaign finance system. The governor's authority to create this commission stems from the Moreland Act, a law which allows him to convene a panel to examine waste in government and to make recommendations for reform. The commission's powers have been bolstered by Attorney General Schneiderman's actions to deputize the commission members as deputy attorneys general. Doing so has given the commission a broader legal reach than those powers contained in the Moreland Act. The commission's mandate includes a review of four things: criminal statutes for corruption and misconduct by elected officials, such as bribery laws; campaign financing, including contribution limits and other restrictions; compliance with existing lobbying laws; and the adequacy and enforcement of the state's election laws by the State Board of Elections. Given the mind-boggling number of scandals, controversies, and investigations that have plagued Albany in just the past few years, it is critical that New York State take clear steps to begin to restore public confidence in state government. Mechanisms must be put in place to ensure that state government acts in a transparent manner and that it can be held accountable for its actions. The commission offers an historic opportunity to change New York State's political culture. New Yorkers too often have experienced controversies and scandals that grow out of loopholes in campaign finance and existing laws, lax limits on political fundraising, an ineffective or non-existent enforcement of such laws from agencies that seem almost structurally designed to fail. The commission's proposal must act on a wide range of problems. In order to succeed, the commission must offer changes to the state's campaign finance system, including public financing of elections, lower contribution limits, and elimination of housekeeping accounts. Must require disclosure of independent expenditures, and put limits on the use of campaign funds, including banning the personal use of these funds and restrictions on transferring monies to other campaigns or to super PACs. It should create a new campaign finance enforcement agency modeled on the New York City Campaign Finance Board. It should recommend changes to the state's ethics watchdog to make it more accountable to the public and to ensure that it is independent and enforces the law without fear or favor, and it should recommend new limits on campaign contributions from lobbyists. New Yorkers deserve a new Albany, one in which the government is responsible to the public, not the political parties, political leadership, or special interests of the state. The ultimate goal is a restoration of a state government that meets the highest standards. In the same way that Governor Theodore Roosevelt championed the civil service system as a way to reduce cronyism in government, so should Governor Cuomo and lawmakers champion measures to reduce political interference and bolster oversight. The governor and state lawmakers must begin to solve people's problems, set new ethical standards for the executive and legislative branches, and take actions that help restore public faith in Albany. That's all for now. Be keeping an eye on the Capitol, and talk to you again next week.